What were they written in?
A lot of holy scriptures for the Jews is written in Aramaic.
I thought so. Yeah.
It's really a
cute little tripod.
Isn't it adorable? It's embarrassing to have all this technology and not know how to use it.
Well, you just got it, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see, this is photographs.
But we don't have to record anything tonight.
No, right. But he wanted me to show you how it works. You do, anyway, I think I can...
That's so neat.
Oh, it's not going on.
Oh, it's open.
Here, we're getting you, Susie.
Look at this. You can pull the legs out.
Oh, right, I forgot. See, he knows that. He realized that. I didn't realize
photography.
That. Yeah. That's, yeah, exactly.
Let's aim it at Arnold and hear the Ten Commandments in whatever language you choose.
What do you mean, what language I choose?
Well, you probably know them in Hebrew, Yiddish, and English.
Well, Hebrew and Yiddish would be the same.
Oh.
Yiddish incorporates Hebrew.
Oh.
I mean, you would translate it, but... In the same way you say, honor thy father and thy mother.
Yeah.
So you
in Yiddish. Do you remember them all? The Ten Commandments?
Especially one about adultery.
Tell us that one, please.
The important one is, honor thy father and thy mother, so that day shall be long. Kabbadah sevicha vesimecha.
See? Chinese New Year's. We're going to have a feast on Sunday night for Chinese New Year's.
Is Chinese New Year's this Sunday? Oh, neat.
It's yeah, midnight Saturday, but Sunday we're having a feast at Fuxian. And honor your father and your mother is part of the commandments of the year of the boar.
I can't get both of you in. Why are you sitting next to him, Susie?
Oh, I'll be the off-camera interviewer.
Oh, okay.
I have to take away all these.
Actually, it doesn't show because you only get him. Look where you get him down.
Oh, good.
You only get him down to here, unless I make it a little bit higher.
Oh, look how elegant.
The thing is, I don't really know. Think of this as a sort of rehearsal because I'm not really sure it's gonna. You know, it's actually.
Yeah, who knows if you're even recording?
Exactly. Whoops. But you have to practice, and what better person to practice with than you?
Well, and especially if you could give your words down to the ages. I think you should do the Ten Commandments, what you can remember of them.
Where's Birdie?
Curled Birdie. Up on the bed. Actually, we should bring him in.
We really should. He should be in this video, too.
Who?
Birdie.
Well, now you have
the cat.
Yes,
now
the
you have it, you can bring it to all of our encounters, because you never know when the most amazing story is going to be told, especially stories that I've never heard. I never heard about Elisabetta the Countess and Geneva and all that.
You mean the seduction?
Yep, I never heard that.
La Comtesse Elizabeth.
That's a very good one.
I never heard it till last night.
You didn't know about that?
Mm-mm. Nope. It might have been one of those stories that Carol says... Please. I've heard it 20 times.
Oh, yeah.
So I never got to be an audience of one.
The worst thing that happened, I never mentioned it, is we were in Tunisia for
You're
a conference.
On recording for posterity.
There was a life photographer there. And he had one of those lenses, this long telephoto lens. And there was a gal who was the mistress of the owner of the only motel in Hammamet, which is near Tunis. It's a seaport, a sea place, ocean. And she was gorgeous, absolutely stunning. And she suddenly appears on the scene with one of those gabias, you know, with a wonderful hat where they wore it's a warm gown that you wear over your bathing suit. with a gabia, you know, a headdress. And it turned out, we started chatting, and I said, you know, your English has to me a very familiar accent. And she goes, of course, I'm from the Bronx. I mean, it was incredible. And she said, what are you doing here? She says, you know, it's a living. A girl from the Bronx in Hammamet, the mistress of the German owner of this motel.
It's a living.
So we go for a walk, chatting away. And there's been a life photographer who's there. And he was taking shots all over. And suddenly there arrives, when I got back to America, there arrives a big 11 by 14 envelope with a photograph. And I open it up and I say, oh, God. It's me and this gal, and nothing is happening except, well, I'm leaning against a sort of a little fence in a bathing suit, shorts, and she's looking down at me, you know, dressed in the altogether.
Oh, she has nothing on
at
that point?
I mean, you know, bikini.
Yeah. And, oh, she's taking her gabia off?
Yeah. And there were others in there, but that was the crucial one. And I didn't know this was taking it, but he had one of those telephoto lenses you could shoot, you know, the moon with that. And I had a standing rule. I don't fool around with girls when I'm traveling as a correspondent, because that's always happens.
Honey traps?
Yeah, all the time. All the time. And the more beautiful, the more dangerous. But she was a girl from the Bronx. And when I told her about a famous poem written by Ogden Nash called The Bronx, No Thanks. So we hit it off. But, you know, I wasn't, you know, her boss was her German master. But the photograph, you would think we'd been screwing. I mean, she was sitting here and I, you know, leaning against sort of a fence in the sand. But with that kind of state of undress.
Did you keep it?
I don't think I did.
I hope it's in the archives somewhere. Now you could see if the sound, if it recorded.
Oh, okay. So, how do I turn it off, Susie?
Oh, I don't know.
Why is it so difficult? How do I turn it off? Oh my God, it's telling me it wants more battery. Yeah, Takeo warned me. This doesn't hold. I have to bring the Judenki.
I knew that because it's whenever it's making an image, it uses a lot of battery.
Tremendous. Now creating a thumbnail. This is 6 of 6. So why don't I press this, set up play. You need the earphones to hear this. But I think it's recorded.
But you got it. Oh, good.
I'm not wearing dark glasses.
What? It's the light being above us.
Oh.
I should put a light on the table.
There's so many wires and stuff that come with this, and you can't remember which goes for which unless they're labeled.
I love your bag.
Oh, thank you. That was Abby or Ayers.
Yes, of course.
Those things are very useful.
That must seem 1,000 years ago that they were at school.
Actually, it doesn't. I have such a terrible sense of time. It all seems like it's the same time.
Oh, that's neat.
Time never passes. Well, actually, this is probably, you could probably... probably I could, you know, do it with this.
Oh, get power?
Yeah. I also have a little battery pack.
I have a plug over there.
Look!
talking and laughing. It captured the sound. I can hear a little.
It does have the sound, but you can't hear it well because you need the earphones.
That's great.
That is terrific.
It's fantastic.
Bad lighting.
What a beautiful. Yeah.
But it really, it really captures your whatever it is, you know.
Also, you ought to be able to enhance those shadows. I bet.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah,
digitally. You just Jazz is always pulling the red eyes out of things. Just digital enhancement.